brain fog, low libido, and joint muscle pain? At the HOTSI Health and Wellness Center, we treat the underlying cause of these symptoms rather than masking them with drugs. We treat for hypothyroidism, sex hormone decline, adrenal fatigue, allergies, yeast, and nutritional deficiencies. This is Dr. HOTSI saying, take charge of your health.
Call today at 281-698-8698. Mention Patriot and receive 10% off your initial visit and a free copy of Dr. Hotze's book. Do a 180.
Have you noticed there's something very wrong with the modern day man?
Are you a beta male?
I don't think so.
Beta!
Sperm counts are cratering.
Maybe it's man.
0% by 2050. But help is on the way. Keys to Life.shop has products which are making men, men again. Banned by the NFL, PGA, and the NCAA. Too manly. Clinically proven to raise IGF-1 levels. Man up. Take off the dress. Visit KeysToLife.shop. Get your manhood back today.
At the Brighteon store, we offer...
Ladies and gentlemen, archives of the Sheriff Match are available at Brighteon.com. The live stream, Brighteon.tv. We'll cast on your radio at LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word, share the love with everyone you know, would you please. Without further ado, the good sheriff is in the house. Welcome, sir.
Good morning, Sam. It's great to be with you this beautiful Tuesday morning, and I am grateful to be back home. Although I haven't seen my good wife, the lovely Dawn, as you well know, I haven't been able to see her for about a week because she's been down in Pima, Arizona. And most of you don't know where that is, and that's fine. Pima, Arizona has nothing to do with Pima County. Pima, Arizona is where my wife is from, and she's there taking care of her elderly mother, who is now 92 years old. And needs a little bit of babysitting, so each of the siblings take care of her. And we're really grateful for them, and that's how it should be. I'll tell
my
you
response
what, Sam,
is, though, God bless them both, sir.
Yes, yes. And I was in your neck of the woods just this past weekend at the Republican Utah State Republican Convention, where the Republicans stood up strong and reinforced their commitment to every incumbent in the state. So anyway,
shame.
I thought it was more Republican, Democratic crap.
That's what usually happens, ladies and gentlemen. Tim Alders is running in our area. Great guy, great gentleman. Would do a fantastic job, but the problem is the establishment is going to do their very best to never give him even a at the election, much less who you vote for, right, Chair?
And I will, you know, there is one thing I'll say about the Republicans in Utah. They have been infiltrated by the Democrats big time. So when you add the Democrats who have infiltrated them, because really the Democrats know that if they're going to have a voice, the Democrats know if they have a voice, they have to get in the Republican Party because the Republican Party is so strong there. And so some of that has just been because they can't go anyplace else. The other part of it, though, is the infiltration has really gotten the Republicans to move to the left, and the Democrats win both ways. You know, so to me, it really appears that the Democrats have taken over the party in Utah, and maybe that's happening nationwide. I will say that I wanted to take a moment and try to speak with Senator Mike Lee, and because his booth was right next to ours.
No, he's not available, sir.
Well, he was available then he had a crowd of people around him the whole time. His entourage was around him the whole time, so
yes,
it probably
sir.
Would have been very difficult for me to ask him why he would not try to. Get innocent people out of federal prison. And I wanted to ask him why he never did anything about that, but didn't quite get the chance. And I was there really to work with Tim Alders, as you mentioned. And so, but I'm back and I'm ready to roll and I'm ready to do the, what do I do first? Oh yeah.
So really quick though, I think what we've got is rhinos in Utah, and they're really rhinos for Joe. and the deep state marches on, sir. Summation of your event in Utah, right?
Right, right. Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it.
But we still won at the Supreme Court. Let's never forget that.
Yes, and the quote of the day from the Mac Prince v. United States case is this. We have held, however, that state legislatures are not subject to federal direction, end quote. That actually is a quote from Justice Scalia while he's quoting the New York v. U.S. case from 1992. And so any of you who have heard this, that the Supreme Court has always sided with the federal government's authority over the states, is absolutely wrong and historically inaccurate. They have sided with the states numerous times in the Mac Prince case and in the New York case and in the Lopez case and the Bond case, and it goes on and on.
And that's why, Sheriff, that's why your Supreme Court case is so riveting and so critical of the greatest Tenth Amendment decision ever rendered. Not only is it factual, but it quotes case precedented or precedenting cases over and over and over, though. This isn't just a one-time, one-hit wonder win. This is a win based on case precedents that no one's willing to talk about but us, Sheriff.
Right. Well, yes, and now hopefully a bunch of sheriffs across the country, and very soon in Oklahoma.
Amen to that. Speaking of Oklahoma, gentlemen, tremendous guest with us today. He's very, very talented. From what? Baseball to filmmaker to author to dir to swimming, enlargement and more. We're talking about Mark Sherwood, ladies and gentlemen. He is running for in the great state of Oklahoma. 2022.com is his website. And this guy, Dark, is a certified naturopath, and D. And he, along with his lovely wife, Michelle Sherwood, put together their clinic where they do a great job helping people understand how to naturally take care of their health. But Mr. Sherwood is all 24-year retired veteran of the Tulsa Police Department. I'm telling you, he's co-authored three books with his wife. They've created three documentary films. How do you go from baseball to all that and then decide you're going to get into politics? And then Mark is about leadership, not politics. He believes in Oklahoma first policies, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Sherwood, welcome to the Sheriff Mac Show.
Hey, thank you guys for having me. I'm super honored to be here. I just appreciate you all so much. So thank you.
So I have a first question. What is your favorite? Baseball, law enforcement, author, speaker, filmmaker, doctor? What is your favorite talent, sir?
Well, I've been very blessed. I always want to give God the glory, of course, because he's given me the opportunity to do those things and the ability. So he gets the accolades. But of all of them, I guess there is a lot of commonality, believe it or not. It's the idea of protection, service, and standing up for those that can't stand for themselves. And so as hard as that is, quite transparently, that gives me the greatest joy, because a lot of people today, they're bullied, picked on, misunderstood, or underrepresented. And I just want to step up in the gap and say, no, we're not going to do that anymore. So that's that whole idea just kind of keeps me driving each day.
Well, Sam, I've got to tell you one thing.
Yeah.
I got to tell you how Dr. Sherwood and I met. We became instant friends, and we meshed because he reminds me so much of me. Actually, I've used that line before. It's a John Wayne line out of True Grit. And so she reminds me of me. And so Dr. Sherwood and I have so much in common. We both love baseball. We both served in law enforcement. We're both authors. And yes, I would still like to do a documentary. I would love to do a documentary about my Supreme Court case and how that ever came about, that this small town boy from Southeast Arizona took on the Clintons and beat them at the United States Supreme Court. I still can't believe that that happened, but that is exactly what happened. And that that my wife actually persevered with me on that is a modern day miracle. And all the miracles, documenting all the miracles that happened to get me to the Supreme Court. So I know your life also, Dr. Sherwood, has been one of miracles. And we're so thrilled that you're running for governor. You know, Sam, I have said this to him, and I'll say it to the American people right now. If he wins this, which I believe he has a good chance to do, if he wins this, we are moving to Oklahoma. I don't care what else could be the consequences of me just picking up and leaving. But I will do that because I would live in any state. I don't care where it is in this country, that we would have a state that understands federalism, that understands state sovereignty and states' rights, and that we understand that Washington, D.C., as I just quoted from the Supreme Court case, that the Washington, D.C. elitists are not our boss. They do not control us unless we allow it. And I would live there in Oklahoma to be able to live in a free state that understands the principles of liberty. And Dr. Sherwood, that's you, and that is my commitment. My wife and I will move to Oklahoma. She already knows, she already agrees, and she would love to.
Wow. You know, that's very overwhelming and humbling. And obviously, I said before we went live, you know, thank you for being my friend most of all. I'm honored to have that. And honestly, winning, if God puts us there, as we believe he is and will, it's going to be a beacon of hope for the whole United States of America to see. And these United States are going to have an exemplar of what can be done. And I believe that it's going to be a catalyst effect, like a domino effect across this great country. And you're going to see other governors and it has to be at the governor level. It has to be leading from the executive branch, giving the sheriffs the encouragement, empowerment, pat on the back to say, go for it, you know, and keeping the education congruent. And when we do, the people of the states, again, the people of these United States, we the people, will get heard, represented according to the founding fathers' vision of this wonderful republic that pushed back to the federal government and kept them the smallest of all of the branches of our government just to sort of handle disputes between states. And we don't care what you do. We appreciate you. But if we need you, we'll ask you. That's kind of where I stand. And I look forward to that day that will happen.
Well, what's the number one issue that faces Oklahoma with regards to either federal intrusions and incursions? Or what would you say is the number one issue of facing the states and in particular, obviously, Oklahoma?
Well, I think the number one issue that we face is much like all of the predominant quote unquote red states face. They simply don't understand the Constitution. They have no leadership at all. And they have this mentality. And I think Sam used the word establishment. They have this mentality that they must mesh or coexist or suck up to the federal government. And it's an elitist. It's a monarchist. It's a power hungry, influential, craving, money loving group. And they just have lost complete sight of what their job is and what they're supposed to do and who they're supposed to represent. And that is permeated, especially in these states that are predominantly red. And Richard, you made a very good point. What's happening is, in these predominantly red states, they have opportunity, but they've compromised and they've been infiltrated by Democrats. They've been, because that's the only voice they have. And these rhinos, the Republican states, it's not a Democratic problem. It's a Republican problem. They don't even live up to what they say they're going to do. And I've called them this before, and I make no bones about it. They're, you know, generally, if you say you're going to do this and don't do it, you know, you can dance around the bush. That's called a liar. And we need to call them for what they are. And the chance we have to vote out liars is the best way to term limit anybody. You know, vote them out. Mm-hmm. Let your voice be heard. And when you do, we're going to get our country back. But it's going to be happening at one county, one state at a time. And this is how you save the republic. It's not sucking up to federal government. You know, I care a little bit, but I don't care too much. You know, if you get my drift about who's in Washington, because it doesn't really matter. We put all this effort and energy into who's going to be the congressman, senator, and president. I'm like, stop. Is that important? Yes. But time out a minute. It is not the most important thing. What we're talking about is, I think that's the biggest issue we face as a nation and as a state, and certainly in my home state.
It's really about the jettisoning of the left-right paradigm and realizing it's the deep state against the rest of us, right?
Yes, the deep state is real. I've been asked this question, you know, a couple of times. So what have you learned about the campaign? We've been at this 7-8 months now. Hard. It's been the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. You know, work every day. I'm still a working guy. You know, I do not believe in going out there and just conning people and manipulating them to raise money. That's just a garbage establishment, deep state mentality. You know, we're going to work hard, teach people how to give and not take, you know. But the two things I've learned, one has been amazing and one has been just devastating to my whole soul. The greatest thing I've learned is the people care. The people, I've looked him in the eye, just like I looked Richard Mack in the eye, and I saw into his soul, and I saw life, and I saw passion, and I saw a hunger and a brilliance that was radiating for the love of God, Constitution, country, and people. And I see that. And it's moving now at a higher resonance and pace than, frankly, I've ever seen it in my life. It is at that pace that I can only imagine. I sense it's a 1775-6-ish pace. And it's been beautiful. The thing that I've learned is devastating is the corruption is real. The manipulation is real. The establishment is real. And there are people out there that absolutely have no spine whatsoever and will not make a decision because they're afraid of losing voters, losing money, losing influence. But I got to tell you, man, you know, when I look at that, I mean, role model in life, it's me. I look at Jesus, my Lord and Savior, who stepped up on that cross and did it anyway and loved those to the point of death, even the ones that hated him most. And I can only hope to emulate that. And I can promise you and everybody listening right now, everybody that will listen, that I will do that. You know, I'm not looking forward to going through the death process because I don't want to deal with the pain of it, you know, but that's a promotion for me. And I'm not from here. I'm going back to where I came from when I'm done. But the idea is to stand up to that level. And if we can inspire people to do that, like we once did as a nation, my goodness, there is zero, 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 nothing we cannot achieve again.
Dr. Sherwood, I want to really bring this point forward. You know, a lot of people think, hey, you know what? You're in a very conservative state. You already got a pretty conservative governor, Governor Stitt. What's wrong with what he's doing? And I think really your campaign hinges on this point, sir.
It does. First of all, anyone, if you go to our website at Sherwood2022.com and download our app, you can have access to the Oklahoma GOP platform. Just read it. You know, if you're interested, just read it. And I encourage you at every state level, read it. Our governor, Kevin Stitt, is not a governor that knows the Constitution of the United States of America. He locked us down. He said, you're not essential. You're essential. He had the audacity to tell the churches to close. I mean, really? That's a clear violation of the very First Amendment to the United States Constitution. He asked the federal government for permission. Again, not understanding the 10th Amendment. Why? He could have stopped abortion a long time ago. He didn't do it. Why? Because he's scared of the court systems. He is all about big business. Big business, big money promotes and leads to potentially big corruption. the relationship we have with the tribes here is pathetic, terrible. We are still submitting numerous Second Amendment bills through our legislature to try to get them passed and actually paying a lobbyist to do that. My question is why? Why are we paying anybody to do anything we already have? We're begging and saying, Mother, may I, to get the rights we have already. We need to have sheriffs, law enforcement deputies, and a governor who understands that and who can ensure by leadership, by example, and by servanthood that we will not bow down to the tyranny that is called the federal government, because tyranny is when the people fear the government. But freedom is when the government fears the people. And, you know, this is not an attack on Kevin Stitt as a human being. This is an observation in constitution and leadership and actions. I don't care what people say, blah, blah, blah. I want to see action. And when the actions don't match up with the words, I call it for what it is. I pray they repent. But the bottom line is, in this case, I am called to do this job and we'll do a better job than what we have, but not comparison to him. I have one person to answer to, and that's God himself. But I will honor God with the job I do, which is going to honor the Constitution and protect the people.
And I want to point this out. We're not trying to attack Kevin Stitt, ladies and gentlemen. But what we are charged with as Americans is to be involved in our system. They said you have a republic if you can keep it. And that isn't about a given party. That's about the principles that made America great. And Kevin Stitt, you know, may be a wonderful person, might be a nice guy to be your neighbor and go golfing with. He might even, you know, bring your trash cans in for you. Okay. But look, we're looking for good, honest, wise servants of the republic. And what we need, Dr. Sherwood, is all three.
Yeah, and add courage to that, Sam, and that's what we have with Dr. Sherwood. I just got this out right now. Biden just signed the omnibus bill, which allow federal agents to confiscate weapons without a warrant or indictment, taking guns away from legal guns from law-abiding citizens without due process of law. And just as we believe right now, is that there's got to be governors. The two most important state races, governor and sheriff. We've got to have governors and sheriffs with the courage to make that sort of thing never happen in our states and counties. And just as you said, Dr. Sherwood, taking America back, restoring our Constitution one county at a time, one state at a time.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Sherwood running for governor of the great state of Oklahoma on your TV. The Sheriff Mac Show continues in seconds.
Treasure Island coins and precious metals. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com says, 2020 has shown us that we must prepare for the unexpected. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your fiscal security during the coming financial pandemic. Shipments of real gold and silver are delivered safely, discreetly, and securely right to your door. You can also hold precious metals in your IRA. This allows you to protect your retirement savings with the ultimate safe haven, assets of gold and silver. Your metals are held in the form of physical coins and bars in a private depository under your name and on your behalf. Simply visit BrighteonMetals.com today. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial security. Shouldn't you at least look into it? Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals, in business since 1976. Visit BrighteonMetals.com today.
For your support of this platform, use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Hotze. The Dr. Hotze Report airs every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. Central Time on Brighteon.tv. I'll take you behind the scenes so you can know what's really going on. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. If you want to prevent yourself from getting an infectious disease, then it seems wise for you to develop a strong, healthy immune system. Wouldn't you agree? I've developed an immune pack with my recommended dosages of vitamins A, B, C, D, zinc, magnesium, and probiotics to support your immune system and to keep you healthy and energized. I've also formulated a teens pack and a kids pack.
Order your Dr. Hotze Immune Pack today at physicianspreferencevitamins.com or call 281-646-1659. Use the code BTV at checkout for a 10% concession.
We're talking to Doug Sherwood, who is running for governor of the great state of Oklahoma. We are highlighting this reality that, you know what, it's the deep state against the rest of us, not the left-right paradigm that matters. We're also talking about current governor, Kevin Stitt. Might be a nice guy. You know what? Having him as a neighbor might be great. Having him in your church might be wonderful. But we're looking for good, honest, wise servants of the republic. And you know what? Stitt looks great if you follow a couple of media headlines. But if you really dig into the record, really dig into the reality, we need good, honest, wise servants. And he's simply not carrying out his oath of office as we would like to see it happen, Dr. Sherwood.
You're right. And headlines may win election. They may have won elections, but they don't make leaders. And it's time that we transition our thinking away from headlines, you know, good photo opportunities, and dig into the issues.
Well, what did you think about what would you do as governor when Biden wants to send agents to your state or to try to get you or your state highway patrol and Department of Public Safety to actually help confiscate guns? I think it'd be really stupid for Biden to try that, but he has promised us that he will do that. And I don't care. I don't care if it's just aimed at assault rifles, the AK-47s, the AR-15s. Well, I don't care. That's all a bunch of boo-hooey. If they're coming after my personal property and if they're coming after my God-given Second Amendment right, what will you do as governor if and when they try to enforce this?
Well, I'm already doing it right now because I'm bringing you in to educate all of our sheriffs and our citizens at an event coming up on May 7th. And I'm doing that because I want to prepare people to stand up. Now, if I were governor right now, I would have already started that educational campaign to educate the citizens of Oklahoma and really of the United States of America on Constitution from a leadership standpoint. And I would have stepped up immediately from every platform I could and said, that is not going to happen here. And we would have signed executive orders, whatever we need to do to say that will not happen. You need to rest assured, Oklahomans, that the federal agents will not come here. The sheriffs will protect you. If you come into these counties and the federal agents are here, they will either leave or be arrested because they're not welcome. Oklahoma will be a Second Amendment sanctuary state, and this is the way it will be, and that's the end of the story. We love you, President Biden, but you stay over there, and you're not welcome here.
I love it. Yeah. In fact, I believe.
All right. Speaking of this, Sheriff, really important. Mark is a 24-year veteran of the Tulsa, Oklahoma Police Department. It was on the SWAT team there. So when this guy basically says, hey, you're not doing this in our area, I think he's serious. We need leadership, not just politicians. And this is the real leadership. When you're on a SWAT team and you got to make decisions on the spot, critical decisions, right, and you got to make them now, that's a different discussion. I don't think he'll kowtow to Joe, will he?
I won't. Look, I appreciate people and I respect people in positions. And like the Bible says, I'm going to pray for them. But if they come into my home to try to hurt my family or take away something that's I'm supposed to protect, they're going to have to deal with the consequences of that, whatever that would be. And in my experience in law enforcement, there's a lot of things, and Sheriff Mack knows this, that you see and you deal with. You deal with some great people, some not very nice people on the worst day of their lives. Nobody ever gives you a 911 call to buy you a cup of coffee. So you're really used to dealing with difficult situations. You have to find resolve and you have to make decisions. And some of them are tough. And you have the authority as a police officer, as a sheriff, to terminate someone's life. And there's no greater weight that you carry than that. And I have been there before on the SWAT team. And one of my jobs, well, I've had many, but one of my jobs was carrying a shield as being the first person in the door, knowing full well that if the bullets flew, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, my assignment was simply this, to go right at the threat. And if they were firing a weapon, to cram that barrel, that weapon back in their throat with that shield and go right at them. The second part of my job later on in my time at SWAT team was a sniper. And many times, you know, the crosshair to be on someone's head. And I had to make the decision or not to end their life. And again, I've been there. I don't like those places. Didn't really have a great time doing that. You know, I don't have that sick, twisted adrenaline thing. But overall, I'm not scared. I'm capable. I've got the heart and the grit, determination, and God's anointing to do it. So again, I want people to have that confidence to know that if we have to go down those brutal pathways that nobody wants to go down, I will.
Well, we're so glad you're running. Thank you. Thank you so much for doing that. And knowing very well, personally, how difficult campaigns are, we thank your wife and your family. and thanks for your stand on the Constitution. It really baffles me and hurts me. Since I got into law enforcement way back in 1979, how we never pay any attention in government. At all levels, I saw government at all levels, all three branches, believe that the oath of office is meaningless and that we really don't have to keep our oath. That's pragmatically how we act. If you ask somebody, well, do you keep your oath? You'll get hundreds of different answers. And most of it will hinge on how they don't believe the oath of office really matters. And so I'm grateful that someone like you who believes in the oath, believes in the Constitution, believes in America, and believes in our religious foundation, understands that and will implement their oath of office as an elected official should. Thank you so much.
How is the media treating your candidacy, Doctor? I don't know if I should call you Governor Elect or Governor Hope or Doctor or what. You know, hey, we hope all the above, right?
Yeah, the media at first when we started were simply ignoring us. You know, that's what they do. They ignore you. The campaign people, all they do is look at your bank account. They don't care about the people at all. But now, at this point in time, they don't ignore us. They cannot ignore us. And so now we went from persons who were ignored in polling to now we are solidly in every poll, even all liberal polls, always polling a strong number two, every one of them, and climbing. And Governor Stitt's approval rating, even in those liberal polls, has reduced to under 50%. People are sick and tired of the nonsense. And my job is to go around the state and communicate truth. And I bring out the GOP platform stance. I break out the Constitution. I just educate people, right? And just give them ideals. And to your point, Sheriff Mack, we have to get government, civics, constitutional education back in schools. That will be one of my main tasks in schools and families, and make sure that Ten Commandments is posted again, regardless if the federal government doesn't like it again. You can come take a picture by it, but you're not going to tear it down. It's not going to happen on our watch. And we're going to set a trend and a tidal wave of trends across this great land. And again, there are times that we've dealt with, and we all know the saying, times of adversity bring out great men and great leaders. Until times get too good. Let me ask you one other
follow-up question to the worst things going on in our country. Well, it's obvious there's a bunch of them. How is the problem with illegal immigration in Oklahoma, and what will you do about illegal immigration?
Well, it's terrible right now. The governor right now is developing more relationships with the country of Mexico, trying to bring in even a potential consulate right there in Oklahoma City and even businesses from Mexico while the border is wide open. There's nothing to secure the borders, again, even in Oklahoma. And I'm all about state borders. Let's get that right. You know, you can't think about America first until you understand border security. You don't have a country if you don't have border security. And so in Oklahoma, it's pathetic. Not only do we have immigrants coming in from the south, from, you know, South America or Mexico, Central America, but we have people coming in, and right now 300,000 plus acres are owned by associates and members of the Chinese Communist Party under the guise of this legalized medical marijuana. More land per capita than any other state in the nation. And the sad thing about that is we're kind of a good old boy turning their cheek state. But right now, that is used as weapons trafficking, drug trafficking, and sex trafficking. And we're welcoming Afghan refugees that are unvetted, funding them, while good, hardworking Oklahomans are losing their land, their income, their livelihood, and frankly, their respect and their voice. And my job is to go in there and empower those sheriffs to get them out yesterday and get our land back.
Wow. Amen to that.
Sheriff, we can't leave any candidate without discussing the pro-life issue. We've got to really double down on pro-life, and I appreciate what other governors across the country have done, but they're still not doing enough, Doctor.
They're not. They're doing political pandering. Look, there's pro-life. I am all about stopping abortion at all. Life begins in God before conception. But even if you don't like that conception, when that sperm meets the egg, that is life the way God viewed it. No one is a mistake. As a matter of fact, the Supreme Court's opinion, not law, Roe v. Wade, is just a stupid, dumb, wrong, erroneous opinion. And the state should have never followed that. Never, not once. If they knew the Constitution, if the people of God, the church, stood up, we wouldn't be having this discussion now. In my first 30 days of office, we will end and abolish abortion in Oklahoma. We'll treat it as murder, statutorily and putatively, like we're supposed to, like the GOP stance says on page 3. We won't dance around the issue anymore. And if somebody wants to do that, that's their choice. But it's not going to happen in Oklahoma. It is absolute, utterly the most heinous, horrific thing that's happening. And it's my opinion, people can believe it or not, that I do believe this in my heart, it is removing God's blessing off the land because we are murdering and sacrificing children.
Amen. Amen.
I'm glad he knows what he's talking about. The other question in my mind, in addition to pro-life, is this religious worship idea. You know, you mentioned that Stitt locked everybody down. You know, Fauci's hinting that we haven't seen the last of this. We need to be free to worship. If we don't have religious liberty, we don't have any liberty, Doctor.
Yeah, so this First Amendment, let's talk about this ability to peaceably assemble, or even the freedom of religion. Look, I'm a Christian man, and I believe in godly principles, and even in my state, as governor, somebody can worship Satan if they want to. I mean, I don't like that. I wish they didn't have to deal with the consequences, but they can't. And I can't stop them from assembling. I cannot do it. The thought that we have anybody in government that even has that idea that you can tell Sam, Sheriff Matt, you guys can't assemble, they are completely anti-constitutional, anti-God, and anti-representative of the people. Dr. Fauci should have been terminated a long time ago. He should have been fired a long time ago by President Trump. Again, I don't know why that didn't happen. He doesn't represent the voice of the people. He doesn't even see people. So it's my opinion. He doesn't have an opinion that's valid in my book. We see people still. We know what it takes to get people well and keep them well. We know what it takes to represent them well. And in our state, we're going to assemble and worship, and that will never even be a question again.
Well, what worries me is that we've had so much dumbing down of the population in America, and that they believe that somehow government is here to take care of us.
Yep.
Well, if there's an emergency, of course, then if there's a crisis, even whether it's government caused or not, that government can force us into all of this behavior. And I say that the Constitution and godly principles that we deal with daily is that no one ever has that power. No, none, under no circumstance. All of our rights, all of the time, end of story. All of our rights, all of the time, period. And that government, if they want to teach us something or persuade us to do something, they can do that, but they cannot force us ever. And for law enforcement to have gone along with any of that is completely contrary to our purpose in being here in the first place. And every law enforcement officer has the same responsibility as every judge or legislator, and that is to enforce the principles of liberty that America was founded upon. Sam.
Dr. Sherwood, one of the things that a lot of candidates are starting to do that are real candidates, meaning who understand the protection of God, family, and country, who believe in life, liberty, and property, who understand their oaths of office, who believe in the due process of law. I could go on, but you get the point. They're starting to announce who they would have in their cabinets. Because then you're not only just electing a person, but you're really electing a team. Have you started to kind of announce who your team would be? And is that something you're interested in?
Yeah, I have already been working through the process of getting to know people and trying to get them on board. I've got persons that I have not named, but have selected as director of education. And for example, you know, you want to find people, and this is good leadership, around you that share common values, common ideals, as we discussed in the show, but also know a lot more about these various subjects than you do and that you can trust. And so absolutely, we will be being very vocal about that over the next probably 30 to 40 days. Then as we go forward, I want people to understand that the Oklahoma First platform in which we run, I want people to clearly understand that it's not anti-America. That's not it at all. But it's the principle of understanding that even President Trump had it great. Make America great again. I get that. That's great. America first. I get that. That's great. But you cannot have the correct vision of that until you get the correct vision of your own backyard. And the vision we have for our own backyard, in this case of Oklahoma, and this is something the other governors need to learn and teach as well, quite honestly, is that the states need to become ideally where they can become energy independent, agriculturally independent, public safety independent, and even you look at this idea of economically independent. That needs to be the goal as a whole of the states instead of over-dependence upon the federal government, which creates a codependent, which creates an overdependence. And that's really that drift or that bleed that you've talked about, Sheriff Mack, that shift that we've got to like turn around.
We would be derelict in our duties. We would be derelict in our duties, not to mention. Okay, go ahead.
I really want to know what you would do to get the state of Oklahoma education out from underneath the NEA when it's actually Department of Education. The NEA really controls all of that. What would you do to get Oklahoma to become education independent?
Well, first, there's a couple things. The GOP platform talks about what is taught in schools and what should be taught in schools, and, you know, which is the three R's, reading, writing, arithmetic, you know, et cetera, how to pay your bills and stuff, and the Judeo-Christian principles, Constitution, et cetera. We have to select the person in charge of education in our state, part of the cabinet, to set the tone for that through education. Then we have to create clear laws that this LGBTQ, CRT, SEL nonsense will not be there. It will not be tolerated. And we will publicly light them up. And it'll create public embarrassment if they do that. And it's happening right now at Oklahoma State University and even in Oklahoma University. And it makes me sick and it makes me ill. But we'll create that environment, and then we're going to create competition. So all these church buildings that sit empty for 5-6 days a week, my question is why? Why don't we make them into schools? Why don't we have tax credits that follow the children instead of this voucher system, which is completely dangerous, right? And then we create competition, and teachers, educators, superintendents are going to gravitate to that. They're going to push people over there. As we lower taxes, that money can be used back in to fund that sort of education, because mom and pop Smith want to make sure little Johnny has the best education. And so this competitive environment is going to force excellence or not. And I think that's the key thing. On these laws that say you can't do it, these schools need to be fined appropriately as per legislative action. And it needs to have some teeth to it. And when you create that environment, that shift, you will find that the federal government, I believe when you stand up to the bully backs down. So I absolutely believe the bully that's bullying our children will be eliminated from Oklahoma.
And real quickly, I want to make sure we get this out. Where can people get more information about you, your campaign, and if they want to help in any way, especially our Oklahoma listeners and viewers?
Yeah.
What about all your campaign information?
Yeah, they can go to Sherwood2022.com. That's our website. And again, all of our stances and platforms are there. Even the event where you're coming on May 7th is there. Register for that, by the way. And then they can also download our app, Sherwood2022. I encourage people wherever you are right now to do that. Download the app, because you can vet your own candidates with the public stances we have. And if they don't match up and don't put them publicly, don't vote for them. Right. Pray for us. I'm asking for that right now publicly. Please, please, please download our app so you can see my, well, I smile a lot, but not on the app. Right. It's a serious moment. So keep us in prayer. And then secondly, behind that, if you're supposed to get involved, please do. Please do. Give as you're supposed to.
And the primary.
I was hoping we could learn more about his wife, Sheriff.
Right.
But I will have to leave that for another time. His wife is one of the leaders of his team, by the way. Probably the most important leader of his team of all. We're flat out of time. Thanks for listening to the Sheriff Mac Show on Brighteon.tv.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
I'm James Harrigan, senior editor at the American Institute for Economic Research. I'm also the Friedrich Hayek Distinguished Fellow at FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education, and I'm the co-host of the Words and Numbers podcast. I'm pretty busy most of the time, but whenever I get a free day or two, I like to travel around the country to talk to young people wherever I find them. And that's where my friends at Loving Liberty come in. They have asked me to come to Liberty Hall in Far West to talk about some things I love talking about: the knowledge problem and human flourishing. We'll be live at 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. These two lectures are free for students, their families, and their teachers, so just about everyone, really. And while the event is free, you do have to register to attend, so head over to lovingliberty.net to grab a seat before they're all gone. This event is kindly co-sponsored by Loving Liberty Incorporated and the Foundation for Economic Education. See you in Utah, Friday, April 22nd. I look forward to meeting all of you.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment on Liberty Roundtable Live. Incredible interview with Dr. Mark Sherwood, running for governor of the great state of Oklahoma. Boy, howdy, do we pray we get good, honest, wise servants of the Republican place. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, it would be one of the incredible events in modern history. It would be 2022. Wow, would really give people a hope in the election process and a hope in America. That's to say the least. All right, I neglected to do the recap of yesterday's show because I was so busy doubling down against the vaccination agenda of the National Association of Broadcasters Convention, and they really have a goal to force global vaccines down our throats, ladies and gentlemen. Understand what I'm saying to you, please. It's critical to understand what they're doing. It is out of control. The World Health Organization is building a global vaccine passport, and I believe the NAB, a global event for broadcasters, and one of the quintessential areas they're going to push this envelope. And once they get the media on board, it's going to be really, really, really hard for the American people to stop this and people of the world to stop these forced agendas on COVID and vaccinations. It's a violation of your privacy and your God-given rights, ladies and gentlemen. Let's be very clear. All right, the quick recap yesterday, we had an incredible broadcast. We talked for 2 hours about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Why? Because we talked about the Washington, D.C. Temple Open House. It creates special experiences for neighbors and friends as they learn about the temples. What happens in them? And you get to go inside the temples and the open houses and learn about that. It's not secret, it's sacred. To understand that the two main goals of the temple open houses in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are to increase understanding and build bridges in the community. We talked about Jeffrey Goldberg, editor-in-chief of The Atlantic, for example, welcomed the invitation to walk through the temple in the nation's capital. Goldberg was one of multitudes of guests who toured the renovated temple this week. 4,300 of them walked through last week alone. You had Wolf Blitzer, Dana Bash, and others. Sam Feist was there as well. CNN's Washington Bureau chief, he says he was taken aback by the light in the rooms. The light, how important of symbolism that really is, cannot be overstated or overlooked. On April 28th, ladies and gentlemen, the open house will expand to the general public. So just a few days, and you should check it out if you're in D.C. or near D.C. I'm actually going there to check it out. Hour two, we talked with Dr. Scott Bradley more about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Temple. And then we talked about, would you vote for Ron DeSantis for president? I personally would not. We talked about the World Health Organization, a global passport. We talked about should professors be fired for not using the proper pronouns? Well, Nicholas Merriweather got $400,000 for standing up for his beliefs. When good people stand up, wonderful things happen. Thanks so much, ladies and gentlemen. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips always at lovingliberty.net. Spread the word, share the love. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.